Just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining me now is David Halperin, a senior fellow at Republic Report. He was previously founding director of Campus Progress and senior vice president at the Center for American Progress, senior policy advisor for Howard Dean's presidential campaign, founding executive director of the American Constitution Society, White House speechwriter and special assistant for national security affairs to President Clinton, and counsel to the Senate Intelligence Committee. He has an article at the Huffington Post, Mitch Daniels and Mike Mullen Should Tell For-Profit Colleges Hard Truths or Else Stay Away. Welcome to Background Briefing, David Halperin.
Thanks, Ian. Always good to be on with you.
And David, last week, the nation's college loan bill stood at more than $1 trillion, meaning that the average college graduate leaves school with a debt of $26,000. And this has almost tripled since 2004. What's been happening since 2004?
Well, basically two things. It's pretty simple. College costs too much, and jobs are scarce and don't pay enough. So students take on debt, they graduate, or they drop out, they owe a lot of money, and they can't find jobs that allow them to pay back their loans fast enough or pay them back at all.
But surely, since you've worked in the national security field, isn't this a national security issue? This means that the generations, particularly the millennials now, they apparently are not going to have the savings for retirement or owning – they won't have the ability to own a house or a car. And a recent report released by the Urban Institute says that people under the age of 40 have a significantly lower net worth than anyone their age did 30 years ago. So – we're not investing in future generations.
We're not investing in future generations, and we're also engaged in the United States in policies that have reduced jobs in the United States, and particularly, I believe now, trade agreements that have had the effect of shipping our jobs overseas. The unchecked power of corporations in Washington to get what they want, which often diminishes the wages, the power of workers, of unions, and of all workers. And it means that people are going into a job market that is part-time jobs, jobs without health insurance, jobs that don't pay as well as people's parents' jobs paid. And there are no savings for young people. The government is not investing in education, and it's not investing in jobs. And it's leading us. Some of it is structural, and perhaps some of it is inevitable. But some of it is deliberate decisions that we're making that is making life harder at a very basic level for people who are trying to improve their lives and the lives of their families.
Well, something happened in this period where student loan debt has tripled, and that is that these students cannot discharge these loans through bankruptcy. The only way they can get out of it is to die, apparently. And yeah, without the threat of being able to file for bankruptcy, student loan debtors, unlike people who've maxed out their credit cards, are unable to negotiate with their lenders.
Yeah, and in fact, private student loans, the loans that are not guaranteed by the government and that come with a higher interest rate and are made by most of the big banks that are powerful in Washington and on Wall Street, those loans were at one time dischargeable in bankruptcy, but they are no longer. And some senators have introduced a bill to try to make them dischargeable again, because that would be — we're not in favor of people borrowing money that they can't pay back, but sometimes there's just no alternative. As you say, sometimes leverage with creditors is important. And also, very importantly, a lot of times students have taken on enormous amounts of the private high-interest student loan debt because they've been misled about their educational prospects, largely by, as you know, one of my least favorite subjects, for-profit colleges that engage in coercive and deceptive recruiting. sell students the moon and then leave them deep in debt with poor quality education and poor prospects for getting a good job.
Well, the senators that introduced that legislation are Al Franken and Tom Harkin to try and restore the rights of graduates to discharge of private education loans. But I take it somebody recently did the opposite, right?
Because 2005 was when Congress decided to make those loans discharge non-dischargeable in bankruptcy, and they did it because the friendly lobbyists who the for-profit colleges and the banks can't afford to hire to come around and say this is good for America, good for you, but mostly it's just good for giving them more campaign contributions so they can run again and continue to serve often at the pleasure of their benefactors who give them the campaign contributions. So it's a bad situation, and many bad situations that people face in their daily lives today from declining wages, from the prevalence of these for-profit colleges to other horrible things like environmental destruction are because lobbyists in Washington and corporations in Washington simply have too much power right now in the political process.
Again, I'm speaking with David Halperin, who's a senior fellow at Republic Report. He was previously founding director of Campus Progress and senior vice president at the Center for American Progress, senior policy advisor for Howard Dean's presidential campaign, founding executive director of the American Constitution Society, White House speechwriter and special assistant for national security affairs to President Clinton and counsel to the Senate Intelligence Committee. He has an article at the Huffington Post, Mitch Daniels and Mike Mullen Should Tell For-Profit Colleges Hard Truths or Else Stay Away. Let's deal with that issue. The trade group then for the for-profit colleges called the APSCU, at their annual convention, the last annual convention, they paid George W. Bush obviously a good fee, and this Michelle Rhee, this woman who poses as somebody that cares about education, and gets a lot of media attention. They are meeting this year. And they're going to feature former Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels and retired chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, along with Cool in the gang. So your piece in the Huffington Post is saying
it's not even all of Cool in the gang. It's mostly just Cool and some other people who are now with him.
I see. So they're even ripping you off with the entertainment, right?
They're not spending money on an even more expensive band because their whole conference is paid for by our tax dollars.
Explain that. How? Because what? They're all basically...
Because most of the big for-profit colleges, as Senator Harkin's comprehensive report from last year documented, get around 86% of their revenue from you and me, from the taxpayer.
So they get the taxpayers' money, and then they charge it back to these students who they indenture for life and provide them with worthless diplomas so that they can't get a job.
Yes. $33 billion a year of your tax money goes to federal financial aid to put students in for-profit colleges. If you think about the entire budget of the Homeland Security Department, I believe is something like $80 billion. So almost half of what we spend on all of the Homeland Security enforcement that we have in this country is spent on that, and most of it is worthless, because worse than worthless. We'd be better off, in some respects, throwing a lot of that money in the river. Because not only does the money get wasted, it is used to systematically ruin the lives of students who come in, promise that they will have great careers, they end up in deep debt themselves, they end up embarrassed, frustrated, disappointed, confused about what has happened to them. These are low-income people, single mothers, veterans, people of color, the people who are former offenders, immigrants, and most of these people have a bad experience with these schools. These schools have grown dramatically, for-profit colleges. I'm talking about the University of Phoenix and the Art Institutes and these kinds of schools. They have grown dramatically. They have 13% now of all college and training school students in the United States. But their financial footprint is much bigger than that. They're getting 25% now of all of the federal financial aid, loans and grants guaranteed by the federal government. And they account for 47% of all the defaults on loans, meaning that a far higher percentage of these students end up being broke, being unable to pay back their loans because, again, the prices are high, and the quality of the education is low. So you end up paying a lot, and then you can't get a good job. You can't pay it back. So when you think about the problem of student debt, for-profit colleges are a huge part of it, and a part that we could correct if members of Congress had the courage to stand up to their lobbyists and say, no more of this, strict accountability. We're only going to fund financial aid at schools that are sincerely helping students to build careers, to learn, to get jobs. And schools that are not should be cut off from this program. We could make a huge, huge dent in this problem and start channeling more of the money to programs that help students and do a lot more to keep students out of the deep debt that's caused by them if we address. Now, there are problems with public schools and private schools that are nonprofit as well, but a huge problem that we have is these for-profit colleges that have amassed so much money and so much power, and then they are able to invite people to their conference, like this year, like Michelle Rhee, who claimed she was going to read them the Riot Act after I called her out for doing this, and instead she went in, we secretly taped her talk, and she said nothing. She barely said anything critical of them. This year they have Admiral Mullen, who was supposed to stand up for education of the troops when he was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and they've actually said on their website what a feather it is in their cap and how it will increase their prestige to have him speak. Well, if he doesn't tell them that they're systematically ripping off our troops and veterans, then he's letting them down. And Mitch Daniels, former governor of Indiana, supposedly a spokesperson and a champion of limited government, is going in to pat on the back this industry, which is systematically wasting your taxpayer dollars to the tune of $33 billion a year.
Well, David Halperin, all you have to do is watch television to see the blizzard of advertising from these for-profit colleges, and every day there's a new one, like Capella is all over the airwaves now. And people who see those advertisements on television ought to realize it's your money that's paying for those advertisements, because you're underwriting these rip-off operations to the tune of 86%, and they spend enormous amounts of money on advertising in order to get these kids, to con them into these damn worthless diploma mills in the first place. But you just brought up the ripping off the troops, which is a real sore spot. Last year at Fort Stewart, Georgia, President Obama warned our military service members that some for-profit colleges aren't interested in helping you. They're interested in getting the money. And he called their school's conduct disgraceful. And he told the troops that these schools are trying to swindle and hoodwink you. And then on top of that, Holly Petraeus, the wife of General Petraeus, who directs Service Members Affairs at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the new bureau that the Republicans have been trying to shut down, she said that predatory for-profit colleges see service members as nothing more than dollar signs in uniforms. So you've got really prominent people speaking up. How come the public aren't aware of this?
Well, I think it's somewhat under the radar still for the public. It seems like a kind of confusing issue. But the good news is, in a sense, more even though we haven't been able to defeat the lobbyists and get change in Washington on holding these schools accountable, the students are starting to get the message. Even students who come from backgrounds where they may not always be getting all the most recent news from Washington, are getting the message that a lot of these schools are a ripoff, and they're voting with their feet, and enrollment is down at many of the for-profit colleges, and they're scrambling. But unfortunately, most of them do not seem to be saying, how can we now figure out how to change our business model and make money while actually helping students? Instead, they're continuing to fight. They're fighting in court. They won another victory today on paralyzing the Obama regulations on for-profit colleges. They're fighting against a bill you mentioned, marketing. Senator Hagan from North Carolina, Senator Harkin have introduced a bill saying schools can't use your tax dollars to pay for marketing. But since they get so much of their money from their tax dollars, and since they spend so much on marketing, the schools are against that. They're fighting against it, and they're saying everyone should be able to get as much information as they can from television, the internet. So it would be a terrible burden on us to have a bill that restricted our marketing. They keep on fighting. They keep on trying to find ways to obfuscate and to keep the truth from coming out. But the main thing they need to do, which they've done successfully, is funnel those campaign contributions to Washington. And people out there listening should be outraged and should be asking their member of Congress, do you stand with the people in your district, the veterans, the low-income people, the people striving to have a better life who have been victimized and preyed on by these for-profit colleges, or do you stand with the wealthy for-profit colleges and their lobbyists in Washington who are contributing to your campaign? Members ought to stand up and say, no more of this. I stand with my constituents and not with these bankers and hucksters out there that are ruining people's lives and wasting our tax money.
And, of course, we don't need the ex-chairman of the Joint Chiefs shilling for them. And I recall that the payday loan predators, which were preying on military bases, the at least the Congress removed them from military bases. So thank you very much for joining us, David Halperin.
Thank you for having me again, Ian.
Again, I've been speaking with David Halperin, a senior fellow at Republic Report. He was previously founding director of Campus Progress and senior vice president at the Center for American Progress, senior policy advisor for Howard Dean's presidential campaign, founding executive director of the American Constitution Society, White House speechwriter and special assistant for national security affairs to President Clinton and counsel to the Senate Intelligence Committee. He has an article at the Huffington Post, Mitch Daniels and Mike Mullen Should Tell For-Profit Colleges Hard Truths or Else Stay Home. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me. And I'll be back again tomorrow at 5 p.m. with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.